bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Where's Rachel? Come, Rachel. Come down here. Woo! Has God got something for you? Come up here. Ever since you were a little girl, saith the Lord, your Father has called you. Father God has called you. Father God has called you into a unique place. Father God has called you into timelessness. Ever since you were in the womb, I created a specific point for you. You are a prophetic prayer, a prophetic intercessor. You are a prophetic prayer. What you do in touching heaven will bring what I do out here. You are my mirror in the closet private time. You are one of the people designated on this earth as a portal to release the glory of God. I called you. I commissioned you. It is so important that you say and pray. And now in this time, and now in this day, I will enlighten you and release things from the deep. Things from the deep that have not been uttered. Things from the ancients that have not been uttered. And you will see my glory. And you'll see it before others see it. You'll see it in your quiet place. In your garden. In your garden. Begin to see a garden around you. And then that garden will actually manifest out here. And there will be a place to pray. Right now that place is in you. And it's anywhere you can find that place. I'm still prophesying. I'm guarding you, guarding you, guarding you. And you will begin to notice in this time that I'm going to guard your time. I'm going to guard your time. You say, how could it be? How could it be with the load I have? The Lord would say, ha, 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 ha. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. There's an anointing. There's a covering. There's a place for it. And today marks the day that you will enter into your full ministry of prophetic prayer. Jesus' name. Ooh. Tracy, come here. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to need somebody. Yeah. Do it, Lord. You are swaddled in glory. You're swaddled in glory, wrapped up tightly, wrapped up tightly, wrapped up tightly, wrapped up tightly. And now, and now, and now, I am washing out the chaff. Now! You're here and you've got symptoms and they're flu-like symptoms. Who is that? Come here. Come right down here. They're going to leave you right now. Okay. You ready for them to go? They're going. Anybody else? Flu-like symptoms. Praise the Lord. You ready? Okay. Papa, what do you want me to say over this here? Okay. This is easy. Go! Jesus' name, healed. You're gonna have immediate relief. Immediate relief. This is yours, right here. And God's gonna fill it up. I want you to just hold that while you're working on your notes today. Or sit it down there. And I'm gonna be the first one to put something in it. So let the Lord lead you. Okay. You have been faithful as an associate pastor here without being on the payroll. We're going to pay you today.
Amen.
There you go. You can just do that at will while I'm preaching. Now, the Lord told me to do that, okay? That's what God does with the body of Christ. Pastor Phil is the men's pastor, if you need one. Since you got a woman leader, we want you to always have a man if you need him. Since I don't have a husband besides Jesus, I borrowed Debbie's husband for the job. So we're in good shape. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for it, Lord. There's some nudges for you, ma'am. God's putting some nudges and a pull on some things going on with you. Just watch and let him steer you through it. Because there's some, I see you coming into a really big place, a green pasture. I'm talking a green pasture filled with goodness. So watch him as he brings you into that place. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see the word fluent over you. Fluent. You're going to be so fluent. Oh, you're just as fluent in the next phase as you were fluent in English. Now, am I wrong or have you been an English teacher for years? Yeah, okay, there you go. Thank you, Jesus. Just as fluent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Not double, seven steps up. Seven steps up. Seven steps up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Not double, seven steps up. Seven steps up. Seven steps up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Lots and lots of new things. Lots of new things coming in, spiritual things and also prosperity. Lots of good things. And in your expertise, I see you having a team. You have a team in your expertise. In Jesus' name, Carter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command the angels of God to go out and bring in all the business you can handle. In Jesus' name. All the business you can handle in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. I see the Lord leading you down a perfect path. And the hunger that you have for God, he is just so thrilled with the hunger that you have. And the blessings are just lining up for you. You're going to hear him more than you've ever heard him before in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. What a pleasure to hear God, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was on your dad. That's never been used in the earth. And it's on you now. Jesus' name. What was your daddy's name?
Walter.
Walter. Now, Walter left you early. How early?
Two.
When you were two? So you don't even know him, but he knows you. And there's an anointing that he's using in heaven that is on you right now. And he has a specific thing he calls you. And I know what it is. You want me to tell you? Baby girl. He calls you baby girl. And he's aware of you serving God. And he is aware that you're going to be using an anointing that he never got to use. That was put on his life.